This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Democrat in this country and those delegates who are going to the convention in Philadelphia, if you want the strongest candidate to make sure that Trump does not become president, we are that campaign.
Bernie Sanders speaks, talking about the fact that he should be the one, not Hillary Clinton, reacting to the whole super delegate thing. It looks like the Democrats are going to have more of a fight in Philly than the Republicans in Cleveland when it comes to conventions. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. What a weekend it was. It was a weekend where a horse with a different name, not NyQuest, was actually in the winner's circle, and it was a muddy track. It was interesting because lots and lots of people were there, and a lot of people were also at political rallies. So big moments in sports, big moments in politics. I think the two are interchangeable sometimes. They have teams. It's us and them. You pick your favorite. You have an underdog. And the list of cliches goes on and on and on, let me tell you. As we move along for this hour of ATN, we'll talk about what happened over the weekend, what I call the Sunday swirl, because there was a lot of reaction on the political shows, the talking heads on the tube. Always interesting to see where that goes, and part of that was the whole Bernie Sanders thing. Also, the odds and ends, what's going on with the whole Egyptian airline deal. There were massive conversations over the weekend about what happened to that plane, the mystery. Is it solved, or is it more confusing than ever? And, of course, Donald Trump, always with the comments that grab the big headlines. He is the king of doing that. What's the latest as far as Trump and the war of words? We'll dive into that, too. And sadly, because you remember we had John Kasich on the show who almost made it to the Everest summit, and one of the most famous, sadly, tragic incidents that happened on Everest. He turned around knowing it was just too dangerous and still almost died. You have three climbers die in 3 days on Mount Everest. The most people ever had reached the summit, but now what's happened, a Sherpa, very rare, two Westerners and two other climbers are missing. Climbing season resumed in April after a two-year hiatus because of a catastrophic earthquake that we all know that smashed into Nepal in 2015 and a deadly avalanche that killed 16 Sherpas in one day in 2014. But tragedy strikes again on the famous mountain that is taken a lot of lives. Thursday, there was a crew member that fell to his death. The 25-year-old had been working to fix one of the routes about 150 meters near the summit when he fell. And then on Friday night, Eric Arnold was his name, of the Netherlands, died while heading back from a successful summit on Everest. See, sometimes that happens. What a tricky, cruel thing that is. You make it to the summit, you celebrate, you get out of there, and then you don't survive it. There was also an Australian woman traveling with seven summit treks that started having that altitude sickness. And boy, and that's tough to try to get over that. And her name was Maria Stridham. She couldn't move up anymore. The rescue attempt to reach her failed. She died Saturday before she could come back down to base camp. because that's the whole thing. You know, she gave an interview with a school in March talking about her ambition to climb the highest 7 summits on each of the continents. She'd already climbed Denali in Alaska. She'd climbed in Argentina, Mount Ararat in eastern Turkey, Kilimanjaro in Africa. I know some people that have climbed that. And she was planning to climb Everest with her husband because of, you know, inspired by, in part, the questions they got about their vegan diet. She was famous for that, Maria Stridham. But unfortunately, the doctor did not make it all the way up to the top. And this is a tricky thing when you do Everest. And we remember from John talking about where he really wanted to go all the way to the summit, but he just knew there was no way he would come back. And then he felt as though when he got to base camp, he was lucky he even survived that. It was just that close because of how awful the weather was, and too many people lost their lives then, and the whole climbing phenomenon and what goes on in Everest and what people encounter and then what it's like to reach the summit is, to me, just so interesting to talk to people who have made it and people who have barely made it back. And then, of course, the stories they have of friends who did not survive the trek. All right, so you heard Bernie Sanders at the top talking about his candidacy, basically. The Trump campaign is building their offices and sending people forth, and they're trying, apparently, to do whatever they can to woo different groups and get them under one tent. And this is the trickiest thing right now, I think, for Trump, because you have big Republican donors who are rejecting Trump. And he can say, well, we don't need the money. But this goes deeper than that. The establishment types with the deep pockets are saying, yeah, no way. They're not going to do it. For example, William Oberndorf, who is a California hedge fund manager, said he backed Mitt Romney and Jeb Bush. If it is Trump versus Clinton, he said, I'm going to be voting for Hillary. Michael Vlock, a Connecticut investor who has donated almost $5 million to Republicans in national races only in a couple years since 2014, said he's a dangerous person. Here was his quote. He's an ignorant, amoral, dishonest, manipulative, misogynistic, philandering, hyper-litigious, isolationist, perfectionist, blowhard. Wow. That was his quote in the New York Times. So, 50 of the Republican Party's largest donors or their reps are saying, yeah, they're not into it. They're not going to do it. They don't want to back them. And you have, you know, the list goes on and on. Some of them you would know. There's the founder of TD Ameritrade, Joe Ricketts, and his wife, who spent $30 million in the same time period, who are saying, you know, forget it. They don't want to, you know, do it. But, on the other hand, Adelson, who is the head of the Republican Jewish Coalition, Sheldon Adelson, last week said he is supporting Trump, and he's indicated he's willing to spend as much as $100 million. So there are some people that are coming out of the woodwork. Hang with us.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states. Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Fun to lip sync, wouldn't it? Yeah, that's all the rage now, the whole lip syncing battles and whatever. I don't know how good I'd be at that, but probably better than what I just did right there. Kate Delaney is saying hey, hey, and hello to all of you listening to this version of America Tonight. So check it out. As some are trashing Donald Trump, others are opening their wallets, and others are endorsing, like the NRA. Chris Cox, the executive director of the NRA, said, now's the time to unite. If your preferred candidate dropped out of the race, it's time to get over it. He said, it's time to get over it. He says, Donald Trump says Hillary Clinton wants to abolish the Second Amendment and says, we're not going to let that happen. We're going to preserve it. We're going to cherish it. So anyway, Donald Trump gets the blessing of the NRA. So while you have big donors who are hedging and saying, forget about it, there are some who are coming out and saying they will support. There are some people. I mentioned Sheldon Adelson is one who's huge, of course. The Las Vegas billionaire, the CEO of the Sands Casino Group. So that is huge. And there are others. However, what's going to be interesting is to watch what the Koch brothers do. Are you listening, Charlie and David? They're probably sound asleep. But anyway, the billionaires are not really expected to back Trump. They're meeting with their network in Colorado in July, and they're going to determine their spending for the race. So they're not supposedly really high on Trump, so probably their money doesn't get dumped toward Donald Trump. And while this is going on, you have a couple of polls out. You've got the NBC poll that has Clinton leading Trump by 3, and then you've got the ABC poll, Trump and Clinton tied for least liked candidate. Then you have Mark Cuban, the owner of the Dallas Mavericks and one of the sharks that you see on the tube either blessing, trashing, or just kind of eh about people's pitches for money for their business. And Cuban says he would consider VP for Clinton or for Trump. Hey, that's not going to fly because neither one of them wants somebody to take the spotlight away from them, but neither one would want a VP that says I would go for either side. And then you have Sanders saying Debbie Wasserman Schultz, she's tossed, she's out, she's pink-slipped as DNC chair if I win. Because remember, you know, there was the whole shenanigans about you had weekend debates. I mean, who's watching a weekend debate? There were some other things that happened along the way that really did bury Bernie Sanders. And there's questions about this whole superdelegate counting and how that works out. And they've been complaining over the past couple of weeks that Debbie Wasserman Schultz has been working for Hillary Clinton and against him. And he says, if he's elected president, that would be it. That, you know, they would be out. Which he says, you know, he did an interview as part of the Sunday Swirl, Bernie Sanders. He said he wanted to say that in all due respect, she would not be reappointed to the chair of the DNC. And this past week, Sanders' campaign manager, Jeff Weaver, was all over the tube saying that she was throwing shade on Sanders' campaign and they seem more personal than along party lines. But then Debbie Wasserman Schultz called for an apology after supporters in last weekend's Nevada convention shouted down pro-Clinton speakers and sent threatening messages to state party chairwoman Roberta Lang after posting her phone number and address on social media. Yikes. Yeah, it was a nightmare. So it's nutsy in a Democratic Party. And that doesn't do them any good when they get to Philadelphia, because who's going to survive? And so really, as I said at the top, one thing's becoming clear, whether top Republican donors are backing Donald Trump or not, what we are seeing is that the Republicans are coming apart like a cheap binding on a book. I mean, they're just falling apart. And Bernie Sanders is leading the charge of this is ridiculous how things are done. It's not right. All right, so here's the deal. Egypt Air Flight 804. The pilot spoke with air traffic control for several minutes before the crash. So in trying to figure this what happened to this plane and how it went down, they do know that there was no distress call. So there wasn't a distress call, but the pilot was talking, had a conversation a couple of minutes long before before the plane crashed. So there was a contradiction of the official claim that there was no distress call. So then that gets people upset. The pilot told in fact, Cairo Control about smoke, which had engulfed parts of the plane. Well, now there's the problem. And decided to make an emergency descent to clear the fumes. So that directly would go against what we were told officially what happened. So there was problems here with this smoke. The pilot decided to make that emergency descent, depressurizing the cabin in an attempt to clear the fumes, which had invaded the front. And this is that Paris-Cairo flight that vanished last Thursday. So they're saying, now, yes, there had been a distress call, but initially it was denied by the Egyptian military and by Egypt Air, too. But you can see the leaked flight data shows trouble in the cockpit and smoke in the plane laboratory just before the plane crashed. They say it's too early to to determine what happened to the plane, but there's mounting evidence that's pointing to a sudden dramatic catastrophe that led to the crash into the Eastern Mediterranean. And they've got debris that they've already plucked from the sea, personal items, damaged seats. They're looking for the black box and other clues because, of course, they want to piece it together. They don't want to just leave it there, and that makes sense. They want to piece together what happened. Less than 15 minutes, I guess, in at 3:12 in the morning, the plane passed over a Greek island before it headed into the Eastern Mediterranean. That's according to information they have from Flight Radar 24. 15 minutes later, midway between Greece and Egypt, you had a smoke detector in a laboratory and a fault in two of the plane's cockpit windows leaking, that they were getting this smoke. So that means the start of a fire, whatever that is. But you can't really infer anything from that because we don't know what that means. Did someone start a fire? Did something happen with the equipment? They don't know. But at least they know that. At least they've got something to go on. And, of course, with the debris, it's obvious that it crashed. So there's not going to be the struggle to determine what pushed this plane out of airspace. And that's a good thing because then mystery solved, right? So it's not another one of these debatable, what happened, and let's come up with a million theories. I mean, we're going to figure out what it is. By the way, are you sick of TSA long lines? I just had a friend that flew in from Chicago last week and said that she somehow had missed these long lines. She just timed it right. It's kind of like traffic because you see the lines coming out of O'Hare and they're insane. On Friday, they were nutty. There were people that were not making planes, even if they got there early. So now TSA pre-check, maybe there was a conspiracy here to get more people to sign up for it. Because if you pay $85 for 5 years, you get that pre-check and you go through special designated lines. You just blow past everyone. It's like being in Disneyland. Here's the quickie line. Just blow through everybody else. And you got to go to an enrollment center. You got to get fingerprinted. You got to do the documentation, blah, blah, blah. And they take your money, of course. And it's open to U.S. citizens, right? So also U.S. nationals. And they say lawful permanent residents. A lot of people do this so that they don't have to deal with these crazy, insane delays where they're talking about people being in line for 2 hours just to get through the TSA line. And then people are just sprinting for their planes. That's crazy. Are you in shape to run for a plane? I'm just saying. Talk to you on the flip side.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-9582. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-9582. 1-800-959-9582.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent, and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
I'm gonna let her do all the talking. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. I felt a little fear upon my back. I said, don't look back, just keep on walking. The big black said, look this way.
Hey, Delaney, America, tonight we kick off yet another week. Do you believe it? It's almost Memorial Day. Where does the time go? How about the first 5 months of 2016? Boy, pretty interesting, right? We didn't miss a beat when it came to politics. Started back in June with Donald Trump, and he is the last guy standing. And I think despite some of the donors saying, I'm not going to go that way, I'm not going to endorse, doesn't matter, he is the guy. With Hillary Clinton, boy, I wouldn't be so sure. There's a great chance Bernie Sanders could take it away. And there now is a lot of backbiting going on, more than ever, that I've seen in a very long time with the Democrats. So buckle up, needless to say. How's that? Coming up, we're going to do the mailbag thing. But before we go there, let's go to Dan in Texas as he kicks off the week for us. Hey, Dan. Yes.
Hello.
Hello. We are here. We are here.
I am here, too.
Good.
Okay, here we go. Give me a couple minutes here because I got a few things for you. Okay, I heard Rush Limbaugh the other day discuss the idea that Joe Biden would come through and save the day for the Democrats. Now, I was listening to Hillary today, and do you know who Hillary reminds me of? Angela Lansbury in The Manchurian Candidate with Frank Sinatra, and I can't remember the actor's name. But I know he was a very
I love
actor.
That movie, yes.
Absolutely. Yeah. I love that movie, too. That was just fabulous. And she and Hillary could interchange for the part. I swear to God. I mean, all he really needs is a beehive hairdo and come here, Norman. And that's all there is to it. I mean,
wow.
And Bill, forget it. I mean, he's got enough deadwood on him with all the sex things. Now, to get back to the plane situation, I heard it was in 9,000 feet of water, so they're going to have to use special subs to get
puppy.
It's going to be a little while before we get it. But I think that will bring about my scenario that something untoward happened there, possibly with the gas leak that I was mentioning, or some sort of incendiary device, but something that's playing down that was
That's not a normal
situation.
Mm-hmm.
And don't worry about Donald getting backing. He's going to get the backing, and they're all going to fall in line because they all want to have a seat at the table at the party, and he's the only game in town. They can talk all the talk they want to talk, but in the end, they'll fall in line just like good little Indians.
We'll see. We'll see if they do that. I don't think when you're part of the 1%, you don't have to fall in line if you don't want to, and they know that. That's the thing. But he doesn't necessarily need the money.
Here's my point. Here's my point. Donald's going to be the president. He's going to win. He's going to beat Hillary. He's going to beat anybody they send out there. That's all that's going to happen. It's going to be done. Now, when he comes into power, these people that say, I'm not backing you, they're a little ninny thing. They're going to find themselves on the outside looking in. And nobody wants to be on the outside looking in. That's a real thick piece of glass that they got there for them. And there ain't nobody answering the door either. So they better get their little butts in gear and play along, because this is the only game they got, and it's on now.
That is true, because especially with Donald Trump, if you won't back him, he doesn't care. He's not going to take you back
in. You're either in or you're out, baby.
Yeah. Yeah,
listen,
that's
I know
true.
You're busy in a flea on a young pup, so I'm going to let you go. But keep in mind that walk, baby. We're going to get rich.
I love it, Dan. Thanks. All right, so a couple of things. Dan says no matter what, it's definitely Donald Trump. Do you think Donald Trump can't be lanced by Bernie Sanders? Do you think that Sanders' rabid fan base can't rally enough people to get him out? You know, we had... as we have every week, Ellen Ratner usually is on with us once or twice, and she is probably the most liberal person that I know, one of the most liberal people, and she says this. She's got lots of friends who are conservatives, though. She is on Fox News plenty of times with opinion pieces, and they help her with her goats for the old goat in the South Sudan and whatnot. People like Ellen know Ellen in Washington, and she says that if Hillary Clinton runs, it's definitely Donald Trump. If it's Bernie Sanders, too close, probably Bernie Sanders, because of the amount of people that would are just chomping at the bit to really back him up. And I say that's why the numbers who go and vote might really be the biggest we've ever seen, at least in my lifetime. I think there is a little bit of a chance of that. It's always so disappointing to me that very few people go out and vote. It's such a small number compared to what it could be, and that would make it really interesting if those numbers were jumped up. I mean, it really would. And that could be what we see. Because of now what's happened and the fear and the who do you want and all of that and that tug of war. Straddling the parties that's going on with the parties. I say most likely that's what we see. We see really, really big, big numbers. By the way, CBS also did a poll. Clinton and Trump nearly tied in both Ohio and Florida, because you know what they say about Ohio and Florida. So that's a key watching state and polling place to figure out where the ground is, what's happening. And so far, that's what that shows. Now, that could switch, but these are hypotheticals. In a hypothetical matchup between the Republican-Democratic nominees in Florida, Clinton leads Trump by 1 point, 43-42%. In Ohio, Clinton has a 5-point advantage over Trump, 44-39%. But in both states, Trump has at least 8 in 10 Republicans backing him. Clinton has the support of at least 8 in 10 Democrats in both states. So we're starting to see some of this flush out. Absolutely. All right, on that note, let's do a little quickie mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you. This one from Max. Kate, I've emailed you a couple of times. You might not remember because I think the last time I did was probably 7 months ago. Hillary Clinton scares the crap out of me. I don't hate Mrs. Clinton. I really don't, but I just don't think she would make a good president. I'm not crazy about Donald Trump. I'm somebody who started out as a Democrat, then went the way of the Republicans. I've been a Republican for most of my life, but it doesn't mean I wouldn't vote for a candidate if I really like them. I just think Hillary Clinton gunks it up worse than Trump. Even though Trump, yes, there are things that are so annoying about Donald Trump, and it is spectacularly disappointing that he is the guy that gets the nomination, because I just have to assume there are better, bigger, badder people with better brains than Donald Trump, but they're too chicken to run. So you don't want Hillary Clinton in the long run if you look at things that have happened in Clinton's past. It's not the best way to go. And I think enough people feel the same way that Trump doesn't have very much to worry about that I can think of. But, of course, you never know what happens in campaigns. Things are unearthed. That's true. Because you sick the dirty mob guys on all angles. Find us something, find us something, find us something. And it would have to be something extraordinary. I mean, something that just rattles you to the core. And what is that? I mean, we do know about his marriages and everything else in the past, so that wouldn't be a shocker. What would it be? This one from Sam I Am. Kate, did you hear about the sub that had to be sent down in the hunt for all that plane wreckage? How sad for the people who now probably really realize that their relatives aren't coming back. This, to me, has terrorism written all over it, although it is good to be cautious because it could be something else. It could be some nutty person, for all we know, who decided they were going to start a fire. And then, of course, look what happens as a result of it. I think it's bigger, though. I think it goes bigger than that. I think it's bigger. And we'll see once it all unfolds. But cautiously, as they investigate, they're going to find out with that box what truly happened on board that flight. Yeah, and to your point about the sub, yes, the sub had to be deployed because, you know, we were talking about the Mediterranean Sea, and they want to know the cause since this thing fell off radar. But it's not easy to get this flight data recorder and cockpit voice recorder because they're key pieces of evidence. The Egyptian president announced that they were doing this sub thing on Sunday. It can reach about 9,800 feet because there's still no cause. There were 66 people on board. 66 people on board. All right, and then this one from Jake who says, Kate, what did you think of the Preakness? Were you surprised by Exaggerator or not? I thought you said you liked Exaggerator going into the Kentucky Derby. What do you think about the Belmont? Yeah, I like Exaggerator. I thought Exaggerator was going to win the Kentucky Derby. Didn't. Did win the Preakness. Really overtook Nyquist. And I think that we're talking about the longest distance in New York, but there's not going to be a Triple Crown winner since Nyquist went down in the second race. And it's two brothers. I love it. Kent and Keith DeSormo makes it interesting. So you have a trainer and a jockey working together. They said they knew the horse was special, and sure enough, it was. Stay with us.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of Bee Spa Hand and Foot Cream. Bee Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. Bee Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but Bee Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. Bee Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. Bee Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order Bee Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at beespa.com. That's BEESPA.com. That's BEESPA.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Born. The nurses all gathered round. They gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad.
All right, so as we make the final turn here for this hour anyway of America Tonight, some of you might have taken a break from all the noise, jumped on this horse race, exaggerator, winning on a sloppy track, the Preakness, I mentioned it already, so Nyquist does not get the second leg of the Triple Crown, all the hysteria over what happened with American Pharoah. I think it's good because it was 37 years and history was made last time around. This time, not even a chance. Good horses, not even a chance. But sadly, they had two horses died on the track before the major race. And I think that that kind of put a little bit of a damper on Pimlico somewhat. And here's what happened. Story's crazy. You know, you forget about this aspect, or I guess I don't forget about this aspect, but it's something in horse racing with are they taking too many legal drugs? You know, what will the autopsies show? That kind of stuff. But anyway, homeboy Chris, Joe Torre, the former manager of the Yankees, a Hall of Fame manager, now with Major League Baseball, on the executive side, he was a part owner of Homeboy Chris, collapsed after the first day of the race, 9-1 favorite. So had won that race and then just collapsed and that was it. A 9-year-old horse. The trainer of the horse was in the stands when the horse went down. He said, boy, that boy takes care of him. They had gone probably 100 yards and he got wobbly, fell over, pretty much was dead when he hit the ground. So it's like the horse ran the race and then poof. Oh, that is had to be just heartbreaking, right? And then they're thinking heart attack, ruptured aorta, something like that, but they don't know. They're doing the necropsy, that's what they call it, necropsy on him, to find out what it was. And then Pramidia, a 4-year-old filly, fractured a cannon bone in her leg while running on grass in the fourth race and had to be euthanized on the track. The jockey, Daniel Santino, broke his collarbone and was carted off to the hospital. So they'll go through both of these horses and have more details on what happened, but talk about unfortunate. Because for the Maryland Racing Commission, it couldn't be any worse. Here they are on the biggest day in their racing of the whole season, and they've got two horses on the track dead. And they're quick to say that they do thorough examinations and inspections before every race, and they have veterinarians on staff and go through the whole thing. And what's really sad is Primedia, and I hope I'm saying that right, is owned by the Jacksons, this couple, Roy and Gretchen. They own Barbaro, the 2006 Kentucky Derby winner who pulled up lame during the Preakness. He had 8 months of vet care but was euthanized. Primedia had won two of her first four career starts, including this one race. So, boy, that is, again, really, PETA, animal rights people, are coming out of the woodwork to jump all over this whole thing about the horses and what's going on with horses and all of that. So, it's not good as they're, and they should do more investigations and they're going to investigate it, but certainly not good for the people that were there that had to see all that. I can't imagine witnessing that live. What that would, be like. Over the weekend, you may have gone to a movie. Now, we do our cheap movie review on Thursday heading into the weekend, and I said on the show, when you have these games that turn into movies, guarantee Angry Birds is going to be number one. And sure enough, Angry Birds is a very popular video game. Very popular. So with people playing that on their phones, can you imagine how many people, kids, wanted to go and see Angry Birds? In fact, if you had to sit through Angry Birds, here's what it might have sounded like.
Keep your wings, legs, and feet inside the slingshot.
Shoot it!
Okey-doke.
Fire!
Just like that. And other snippets of it, pushed together. So, how much did Angry Birds make in ticket sales? And, you've got Jason Sudeikis as one of the voices. You have people that you would know as voices. It brought in about 39 to 40 million. It beat out Neighbors 2, Sorority Rising, and Ryan Gosling and Russell Crowe. In The Nice Guys, it had a 42% average rating on the movie review website, Rotten Tomatoes, so that doesn't say much. But, I go to what this video game phenomenon, and I think the video game pushes it over the top, and which is partially why a movie would do well, because who is it that would go and see the movie? You've got to think about what that audiences, and Angry Birds is still a popular app, so the familiarity with it made it, I think, you know, again, a go-to for people who like Angry Birds. And also because you're talking about animation and kids, and animation couldn't be bigger. What's big? Animation, Marvel Comics, superheroes, you know, we know what movies, unless they're just brutal, are going to do pretty well. They're going to do really, really well, right? And I have to, as I kind of mix things up here at the end, I've got to tip my cap to the Thunder, because heading into Sunday's game, the Thunder and the Warriors tied at one apiece. The Oklahoma City Thunder obliterated, annihilated, smashed, thrashed, put in any adjective you want in there, by the way. You could fill it in. It doesn't matter. The Golden State Warriors, like a Mad Lib, the Golden State Warriors, 133-105. Kevin Durant, 33 points. Russell Westbrook, 30 points. Neither player even did a minute in the fourth quarter because they had such a massive advantage over the Warriors. So much for the supremacy of the Warriors and that they can't be beaten. You know, there is something about getting so close to the finals, having great players, and just taking that momentum and not paying attention to who you're playing, slaying Goliath. The Warriors have been down 2-1 before, but never to a team that's this explosive. Game 4 is going to be really, really tough. This may go to 7. Who knows? Maybe the Warriors go down. And then if the Thunder gets in, can you imagine? Hey, who's to say the Thunder doesn't win at all? They've got momentum, and now they have a little bit of an edge. And when you're this close and you want it, you know, you got to close the deal. Because if you don't close the deal, you don't know when you're going to get back there again. It's so hard to go through a whole season. All the games you play, all the teams that you have to get by, the records you have to have in the regular season, and you know that really there's a chance you might not see it again. It's just too hard. Even with a great team, and they really have a great team, so they might be surprising a lot of people. I wouldn't be shocked by that. Thanks to everybody for listening to this hour of America Tonight. Remember, you can always send me your thoughts through the miracle of Al Gore's internet, americatonight.net. See ya.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.